good. What about you?
Bed too late, and I'd be a lot better. Dragging every morning now.
Minutes late for.
Remember, I think I just sit on the couch watching YouTube or something.
Get you every time. There's nights when I get tied up in on YouTube, and I look and it's like 9:30, and I'm thinking, wow. Because if I stay up to 10, I only get 6 hours of sleep. 4 o'clock comes early.
I really need to be out of, you know, bed at 4:40, but I'll sit there and just snooze it till 5.
If I get a jump on the day, I might let it snooze once. Like this morning, I get up about 4:10. But I mean, at that point, I'm up anyway.
My dad, whenever I was growing up, he worked third shift at Michelin. He'd work swing shifts, and I'd always ask him how he just got up. He's like, well, my alarm goes off, my feet hit the floor. I'm like, I can't do that for nothing.
Oh, no, my wife's like that, and the alarm goes off, boom, she's up. I hit that thing 3 times easy if I don't have to get up for any emergency.
It don't matter if I set it across the room, and I get up, get it, lay back down.
Yeah, I take my 9mm and shoot my clock, and then go back to sleep.
How's Tim been doing? I ain't heard him. I don't think I get up early enough for him most of the time.
Yeah, he was on there a little bit ago. He would probably have already been to work, but I think he headed back to the house. He said he had a little bit of a headache from not sleeping very well last night.
I heard Ed. Has Ed been on whenever y'all get on in the morning?
He has not this week. Of course, this is only Tuesday. But we were gone all last week. And so, but I talked to him last Friday, I believe. Friday a week ago.
2 days, I didn't know if I was missing him or something was going on.
Text him a little later today, see if he's okay. You know, if he gets in a bad way, his wife will text me. So, and I haven't got no text.
That'd be good. Hopefully he's getting the papers early enough he can get it done and get on.
Yeah, I know if he could do that, he'd really enjoy it. Coffee time, some Daisy time, and some radio time.
That radio was doing pretty good yesterday.
I haven't been on it. I took everything down with that last big lightning storm, and I have just not had time to fool with it because I left them up and running. But, I mean, we had serious lightning, and I just unplugged all the antennas and power, and I hadn't hooked it back up yet. I need to.
And it's been a while since I've seen you and Tim on a JSA.
Yeah, JSA, you know, I had left my board up, and, I think there were several guys that were using it as a message relay. I do need to get that back up and running.
I don't know. I have a hard time carrying on a QSO on it. Because it tends to be whenever I'm like that, I'll keep talking. And it just takes so long. I tend to find PSK31 a lot quicker.
As I thought it would be. You do have to give short, succinct messages, which is not a problem, but man, there's just such a variance on reception and transmission, and it's just, I don't know, I'm not sure. That'd definitely be one of my avenues in an emergency. I'd try all my options. But I don't know how reliable that would be.
Benefits, as long as people use it and monitor it. You can send text messages. You can send your APRS location if you needed to, if somebody needed to know where you were at. Some of those things are, yeah, definitely positive about it. But I've tried to have a couple QSOs, and man, it just, like, it takes forever for some reason. I don't know why. It just seems like it's taking a lot longer than it does whenever I do it on PSK.
Yeah, I experienced the same thing.
I mean, it's not much different. That's what kills me, but PSK, it seems to flow better for me whenever I get on there. And I guess because I can sit there and type and answer people as they're talking, basically, as I'm reading their message. I could be typing mine out, and as soon as they're done, you can start sending it easy as you're typing. And JSA's not quite as easy to do with that because it won't always work as well.
Much as I hate it, Andrew, I am I'm destinating here. I got to get in there. I got a slew, been working on payroll, and I have got a slew, a stack of paperwork to climb over. So anyhow, but I hope you have a good day. 732, I'm planning on having a good day. It's all about your mental attitude going into it, I think. And so, hey, enjoy the day. Be careful. Be safe. And hopefully we'll catch you tomorrow morning. KK4NXC, and I'm going to be clear on your final, sending 73s your way.
Well, hopefully you do have a great day at work, and hopefully we'll catch you another morning. I'm glad to hear y'all back on the radio. KO4CF, and I'll be standing by.
Patrick, 10-4XL. Patrick, 10-4XL.
FW Mobile.
That last caller, I didn't get your call sign. I hadn't heard Patrick this morning. This is KO4CF.
Andrew, no, first time I've called out.
Right before you was hauling the pack.
10-4XL, but I'm not able to pick up the repeater. Something's going on in my receiver. 10-4XL, clear.
How you doing this morning, Ken?
I can't complain. How about yourself?
I got quit dragging out of bed in the morning, but other than that, I'm gonna be all right.
Yeah, I hate it when you got a rush in the morning.
Push button one too many times.
Far away from the bed.
Further, I might have to put it in the shower. That way I can go ahead and get in there.
Getting up and turning it off, and then going right back to bed.
And I will get up and snooze it, and then go lay back down.
The dog, in case she fall back to sleep, will come over and wake you up.
Yeah, definitely that. Usually the wife keeps him in the crate. So, yeah, I'll get up a couple times and snooze it before I finally, like, all right, I've had enough. And I'll finally get up and get ready and get in the shower.
The alarm clock of mine is closest to the bed. It has a, they don't call it snooze, they call it nap. And you can push it up to 6 times in a row, and it goes 10, 20, 30, 60, 90, 120.
At all. That would not be good. I texted you yesterday. I try not to text you too late. I didn't know if you tried your radio or not, if it was doing any better.
I don't know that I received a text. I didn't see that I missed one, but maybe I did.
Double check. Maybe I texted the wrong person, but 20 was going pretty good yesterday. I mean, there was signals all over it.
Conditions the other day. I know it was terrible, and that, but I, like I said, I didn't get on and look.
Just hoping things are improving. I don't know.
2025 is supposed to be the peak.
In the article yesterday, where if they're going to do a moon landing, they need to do it before or by 2025. Otherwise, it's basically be too hard. I guess they can't shield the astronauts from the harmful radiation after that.
Got it. Yeah, but I guess so, since you're on the outside of the protection.
Perfect sense once you kind of know about the solar cycle and stuff. Good day.
Hey, uneventful, nothing too much. Had a sales guy in about a printer and that, but that was about the only diversion from the regular stuff.
For me, they're so busy. It's just getting payroll done, getting everything else done, getting caught up. And usually by Tuesday, I'm starting to see the light of day, but I got to finish up stuff today so I can have a little smoother week.
You know, I need to order a few things this morning, but other than that, that's about it, just standard stuff.
Well, shoot, I'm here getting ready to pull in the parking lot, so I'm going to have to get this antenna off the top of this car, so I hate to cut it short, but unfortunately it is what it is, so 732 Ken, I hope you have a great day at work, it goes smooth, and hopefully we'll holler at you on the way out of work today. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clear when you're fine.
So we hope you have an awesome day, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon, KN4TFW.